Ottawa, with Sept.10 picked as the date for when the Conservative Party of Canada will have a new leader. Time is ticking for prospective candidates and their teams to get into place. Those running have until April 19 to throw their hat into the ring and until June 3 to sell memberships. Here's a look at the contest so far. Who's in? Pierre Poilievre, the 42-year-old Ottawa area MP and well-known Conservative, declared his candidacy almost 1 month ago. He has begun fundraising and holding events. At one, he pledged to cancel the federal carbon tax. Who's thinking about it? Jean Charest, the former Quebec premier who led the federal Progressive Conservatives in the mid-1990s, is considering a run. He recently held a reception for MPs and senators in Ottawa and met with more of them one-on-one. He says he wanted to see the rules of the race before making a final decision. Leslyn Lewis, the third-place finisher in the 2020 leadership race, is expected to enter the contest next week. The Ontario MP recently emailed supporters asking if she could count on them to pick her on a ballot if she decides to run. Last time she ran, Lewis enjoyed heavy backing from the party's social conservative members and those in Western Canada. Scott Aitchison, he's the two-term Ontario MP for Parry Sound Muskoka. Before that, he served as the mayor of Huntsville, Ont. He confirmed he's building a team and would have more to say later next week. Most recently, he served as the conservative critic for Labour. Patrick Brown, the mayor of Brampton and former leader of Ontario's Progressive Conservatives, will soon decide whether to run. He has been considering a bid and his office says he's pleased with the length of time the race rules will allow candidates to sign up members. Roman Baber, he's an independent MPP in Ontario who Premier Doug Ford booted from caucus last year for speaking out against COVID-19 lockdowns. He has since come out as opposing vaccine mandates and recently raised concerns about the federal Liberal government's invoking of the Emergencies Act to quell anti-government protests and blockades. Peter McKay. He's a former cabinet minister and leader of one of the Conservative Party's predecessors, the Progressive Conservative Party. He placed second to O'Toole in the 2020 leadership race in a contest many felt he was likely to win. In fact, McKay is still fundraising to pay down his debts from the contest. Tasha Carradine, the political commentator and consultant, has said she's been encouraged to run and is taking the idea seriously. Michael Chong, the longtime Ontario MP, ran in 2017 and recently said he hasn't ruled out the idea of entering the race. He serves as the conservative critic for foreign affairs. Who's out? Rona Ambrose, the party's last interim leader, who was a cabinet minister in former Prime Minister Stephen Harper's conservative government, says she's not going to run despite many Tories hoping she would. Brad Wall, Saskatchewan's former premier, says he's enjoying life in the private sector so won't be returning to elected politics. Ontario Premier Doug Ford. Ford says his hands are full running for re-election provincially in June. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney, the former MP and high-profile cabinet minister in the Harper government, says he's not interested in going after the party's top job. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 4, 2022. Stephanie Taylor, the Canadian Press.